Welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to share the power of the Word with the world. You are listening to Distilled Faith, the show about prayer. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show. On today's episode, when good things in your ordinary life keep you from great things in your prayer life. Welcome to Distilled Faith, the show about prayer. Maybe you've made resolutions about including prayer in your life, but there are so many distractions that intrude. None of them are wrong in and of themselves, but they prevent us from doing greater things for the Lord. So today, we're going to talk about how we can address that, identify it, and what we can do about it in our own life. And I'd like to welcome Bridget to the show. Bridget, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And I brought a little libation for us to share, a little IPA, and I look forward to sharing it with you.
Thank you.
So Bridget, tell me, what is it like for you when you're trying to go through your day, trying to honor the Lord, but things get in the way? Tell me, what's your experience of that?
Yeah, so anytime you have a house full of kids, there's a lot of noise and a lot of things that you have to do or chores, and so it's hard. It's hard to remember in the moment that He's always with us.
So tell me, what is it like for do you have certain resolutions that you try to make for your prayer life? And what are the types of obstacles that you experience? And how have you tried to, what questions do you bring to that? Or what is your process in trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do right now, Lord?
Yeah, so for me, I kind of have to make an effort. So I have to have time that's devoted to that. And in fact, that time is often distracted with good things, which we'll talk about. But I think having a time for me that is just for prayer is super important. Obviously, our whole day is a prayer and our life is a prayer, but having that time set aside away from the kids and the chaos is just really important for me.
Yeah, I think it's great for parents to pray with their kids, obviously, and model for them. Contrary to some people applying the principle that Jesus said to go and pray in secret, I don't think He was telling parents not to model prayer for their kids. But at the same time, prayer should be something that we experience in different ways that can be nourishing for you, right? Because you need to draw from the love of God to have the patience, because love is patient, and children love to test parents' patience. Is that true for your family?
Sure. Something else that came recently, I was praying actually about that, just about finding like the right devotion for my kids, or just something consistent for them. And then I was praying and I kind of thought of something, was given something kind of neat. So I thought of a pitcher, and I have three kids. So I was like thinking and praying, and there was three cups. And I realized that if the pitcher is empty, then there's nothing to fill the cups with. But if the pitcher is full, then it can't help but overflow into the kids just naturally. So I think that having that time, like you said, for ourselves is going to give our kids the example just naturally that they need.
Yeah. Well, and so for a parent who is scheduling their day, time with kids, their other parental responsibilities, I think one of the questions we were talking about before the show is what is going to be best serving all of the different priorities that God has given us, right? God tells us to love Him first and foremost with our whole heart, mind, body, soul, strength, but to love our neighbors ourself, and in this case, for a mom loving her kids throughout the day. But again, the question I think comes up to like, well, what is most important right now? What is God's will for me right now? How do you, or what questions do you bring to kind of your daily schedule and all of balancing all of those different very good priorities?
Sure. So let's see. So I guess just in every moment, like calling on the Holy Spirit and just saying, come Holy Spirit, kind of starting the day, the night before, asking, asking for presence and productivity. So I always ask God, like, help me to be present with my kids. Help me to be productive and do the things that I need to do efficiently. And I think that when I remember that and when I ask Him for that, you know, He's always willing to give.
Yeah, I know, that's interesting. Yeah. I think just, I really, you might have heard my reaction, I really thought it was great. We talked about preparing even the night before, because as we look ahead at the day, so many times things just, they come out, they're a surprise, and they throw us off our game. But also part of it too is if we start planning for the day of, it's, you know, we're already one step, you know, behind. One of the things that we talked about too is just how many things can intrude in our life, right? We have notifications on our phones, and sometimes other things are presented to us that may, in and of themselves, they're not bad, they're not wrong, they're not evil, but they're not necessarily part of the plan, or maybe serving, you know, what is good for our relationship with God and neighbor. And I can't remember what our reflection was before we went on air, but tell me just how that happens in your experience and what you think about that.
Okay, so as Catholics, our faith is so rich, and there's so many resources on the internet, like Catholic moms and just even Christian motherhood, and there's so many things to kind of look up, and new books that you can read and new Bible studies, which are wonderful, and mm-hmm. it's great, and you know, the Lord speaks to us through Scripture. But sometimes we can spend so much time looking like for mm-hmm. the next thing, or reading that next book, that we're really kind of robbed of the time that we could have actually with God. And so mm-hmm. He desires us to be present with Him, and our time goes really quickly, especially with the internet and so many things that we can find.
I think, yeah, there's two issues I hear coming up there, and one is spending time like researching versus living, right? And I have talked to some parents who said that they are just overwhelmed by all, like everyone has a suggestion about how to parent or a parenting resource. And if you were to spend, you could spend your whole time researching about parenting and not actually being a parent. Just like we can talk a lot about what it means to be a Christian, but not actually be living as a Christian in those most important moments. So I think there's gotta be some sort of a balance, right? And the question of perfection comes up as far as how we desire to be loving the Lord as completely, as perfectly, that's a synonym for that, as we can. And Jesus even says, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect in the Sermon on the Mount. At the same time, I think that it's important for us to at least understand that it doesn't mean perfection in every aspect of every minutia of daily life, but first of all, perfection in love, right? And the resources should help to serve love. And I think that can take some of the pressure off of parents and disciples in general, is to make sure that we're just seeing how, what fulfills love. And I think that goes to the schedule too. Like when I'm looking at my schedule, planning time alone for prayer or quiet and taking care of others, what fulfills love? It's a simple question, but I think is very helpful across a whole spectrum of activities. But yeah, any more thoughts?
Yeah, so something that you said, something that I always tell my kids is that, you know, you can memorize all of your prayers and you can know the whole Bible, but it doesn't mean that you know Jesus. And so I think teaching them as little children to spend time with God. And so for them, you know, asking them every night when I tuck them in, like, this is your time with Jesus, and mm-hmm. this is your time to spend with Him, because that's what He desires most, is your time. And so I think just honoring that ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so when our time with Jesus comes before bed, or whenever it is in your day, that you're actually taking a moment, you know, and like being silent, which is really hard for me.
And for most people.
And hard for me to listen. But in just being, like, I think He just desires us to rest in Him mm-hmm. instead of just do. And I think our kids learn that. So they see us. And it's not bad. Like, we're trying to serve God and we're trying to learn about Him. But, like, sometimes I think He just wants us to be with Him.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, too, the Lord tends to reveal over time, or at least speaking to our hearts, speaking to our minds, what is His unique will for us, right? Because one of the questions I try to ask myself is, like, what is fitting, or what will be fruitful for for me where I am on my point of the journey right now. Because something that may be great for me today may have evolved, you know, this time next year. But so I'm always trying to be listening, keep an open ear and developing. But one of the things too is I would say don't wait to have a perfect plan. Just have a sufficient plan and put it into practice. And that way over time you can continue evaluating, seeing what is bearing fruit. I know in the monastic life they have the practice of a rule of life. And even lay people have developed that practice too of a schedule where they have some silent time, time together, time with the Lord, time studying and reading and growing themselves, whatever the case may be. And it has a certain helpful boundary aspect to it that it helps me say no to certain things like those intrusions into the schedule and the distractions that will never, ever, ever completely go away. There will always be other things competing for our time. So it gives us permission to say no to certain things, but it also has to be flexible, right? We can't be rigid because certain things come up, and what would fulfill love is responding to that immediate need that the rule that we wrote for ourselves, you know, couldn't foresee. So,
yeah. So in something that you said, it kind of evolves. And so for me, just doing something different for prayer, kind of changing it up. So it's kind of funny, but I had a closet that really wasn't being used and it was really small. And I knew that whenever I prayed, if I hadn't done my chores yet, which really is the best time to pray, before your chores, but I realized that I would just look around at all the things that I could be doing. And I thought, well, I'm never going to be able to pray, you know, like I'm always going to, you know, need to make a trip to adoration to be focused. And then I was like, well, wait, I have a closet. And so I did. I turned it into a prayer closet. And for a long time, I would sit in the closet and that's where I would pray. And it's kind of awkward because it's right by our front door. And so if somebody came to the door, you're in a closet. But it was such a blessing at that time for me, because it was before I really got into the habit of just being. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I'm able to, I don't have to go in the closet, but I can just sit, you know, and I can rest in Him and know that everything else will get done. But then I couldn't, like I thought, oh, I'm never gonna get it finished. But it's incredible. If you give Him the time first, you're actually more efficient and you actually get all of your things done. And so it's just, and I still am not good about praying before my evening chores. I like to have everything done and then have my prayer time. But every time I pray first, I'm always rewarded with more time. Like God multiplies time. I don't know how, but it's true. And anyway, and that's just something that I'm trying to start to do, is put that time first.
Yeah, well, and I think that's an interesting note as we conclude our conversation too about the aspect of faith and trust, that when it comes to our aspirations to grow and to serve the Lord more perfectly, and all these other things come up that maybe in the moment our just natural inclination is to follow shiny objects or squirrels or whatnot, but at the end of the day it takes trust to say, you know what, I think that thing will take care of itself. You know, someone else will be able to watch that viral video, and I may have time later during my just healthy distraction time to watch that, you know, but today that time is filled. So the trust of, if I'm faithful to keeping first things first, that the Lord will multiply sufficient time to do all the other things.
And asking Him for the desire to pray. So we may not always feel like praying, but just asking Him always, like, please help me to desire You, desire time with You, want time with You. And eventually, it just kind of comes more naturally.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a beautiful prayer, to have an understanding, just like we talked about certain things evolving, like our schedules, but to even pray and have the expectation that the Lord wants to transform our desires, to move us from, let's say, the desires of the flesh, and in this sense, I just mean just natural human inclinations, but then the desires of the Spirit, the desires that are more rooted in eternity, like to say, Lord, increase holy desire, because I think that's, at the end of the day, when that increases, it will reorder and keep all the other desires in check. Awesome. Well, Bridget, thank you for sharing some of your personal journey and how you've addressed a question that so many people have in their daily life. And I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And if you've enjoyed today's episode, please like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to click the bell to be notified of future episodes and leave your comments. We'd love to hear back from you. I'd like to give a shout out to all of our sponsors. Thank you so much for your support. And if you would like to become one of our sponsors to support future episodes, please see the link for Patreon below and you can support us going forward. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Distilled Faith, and we'll see you next time.